Okay. Hello, and welcome to a special bonus-slash-filler episode of Stasis Pod, the Transformers podcast. I'm Rob.
And I'm David. Well, it's kind of Transformers podcast adjacent-ish thing.
Yeah, today we're doing a weird comic book thing.
Yes. We should have recorded a podcast this weekend, but we forgot to schedule it early enough ahead that it didn't happen. Mm. It was just a slight mess. And then the next day, I was listening to a different podcast from System Mastery, which, well, mostly they review, printed RPG books every other week. And in the in-between weeks, they review movies and Star Wars novels. They put out way too much content. Anyway, on a Patreon episode, they brought up a topic of discussion of take the emotional spectrum lanterns from DC's Green Lantern and put them in the Marvel Universe.
Hmm.
And somehow I had never heard, well, back in the day, you'd always hear, oh, like if the Green Lantern ring ended up in the Marvel Universe, who would get it and what would happen? But I don't, unless it happened on some weird comic book podcast I never encountered, or comic book website I never encountered, which presumably it has, or some blogs or forums or something somewhere, I never saw anybody or heard anybody go through the entire spectrum for Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, let's just do that as a filler episode, and here we are.
So, yeah. So, is DC still doing the emotional spectrum thing, or did they kind of forget that when they, sent Geoff Johns to live on a farm upstate?
Well, that's part of the thing. I have no freaking clue. Every once in a while I hear about them. Well, okay, the one comic book podcast I used to listen to, I haven't listened to in, a year, maybe? But I don't know. I presumably it still comes up every once in a while. It's just not as integral as it was for a few story arcs for a couple years. Also, when the New 52 stuff happened, or was it after? Anyway, when they stopped writing Power Girl as an ongoing monthly comic, I kind of stopped paying attention to DC, mostly.
And I think there's a new Power Girl book.
Probably, but I don't know.
Nah.
I really like the Amanda Conner one. It was
okay,
good,
no, they definitely don't publish that one anymore.
No, that's been years. So they might still do it? I don't know. I don't have much association with DC comics. Then again, I'm not reading that many Marvel comics now, or any, currently. I'm reading Skybound Transformers.
Oh, yeah, it's a good book.
Every few months.
Well, I guess we are about to see the return of Green Lantern to live action for the first time since that Ryan Reynolds movie.
Yes, and I'm very excited because it's a very punchable Green Lantern.
Well, I guess that there's that, and there's also a new show coming out.
Oh, first I've heard about it. Then again, I don't pay any damn attention to DC TV stuff. It's like, I know there was a Green Arrow, and there was a Superman who was never Superman. There's probably a new Superman by now that I haven't paid attention to, because I don't care.
It's,
but they're making a new TV show? Well,
it's Lantern.
A Green Lantern on a TV, but, well, I guess you could, because
that's the thing.
You can
like
do CG on a TV budget these days. They had gorillas on Flash and stuff.
They're going to be in rural Alabama or something. It's going to be like True Detective, but with Green Lanterns.
Which Green Lantern?
It's going to be Hal Jordan and John Stewart.
Okay. At least they're getting John Stewart in there, which is mind-boggling that we haven't at this point. I don't know why they keep bringing the original Green Lantern, the second one, admittedly, the first main one in the main continuity, not the original one. Still, why always the boring one?
I mean, he's the one people know.
The one people used to know until the fucking cartoons. Anyway.
Well, that's true, but then they made a movie.
And yes, a movie that no one liked.
Well, that's true. But, he's the main guy in the comics, possibly. Again, it's another Geoff Johns thing.
Yeah, he keeps coming back as the main guy in the comic. John Stewart is my Green Lantern. That was basically my introduction to the character, other than the concept, oh, there's a guy with a lantern ring. It's like, I heard of the
concept. And so...
Anyway!
And so for a long time, you had the Green Lanterns, and you had Sinestro, who was former Green Lantern, who had a yellow ring, which didn't have, like, a specific meaning until Geoff Johns came in.
No, it's just like, he was just evil guy with the one yellow ring, and slowly that has expanded.
Of course, my favorite thing about Sinestro is that he was, like, this beloved Green Lantern, and everyone was very shocked when he became evil, even though his name is Sinestro.
Well, nominative determinism isn't as powerful in DC as it is in Marvel.
I mean, I think you still got, I don't know, the Rainbow Raider, whose real name is Roy G. Bivolo.
Okay, it does happen, but, like, you have a lot more Otto Octavius and stuff.
And you got Edward Nigma.
Okay, maybe it's more secluded to Batman, then. Well, then again, in Marvel, I guess it's more secluded. Mostly secluded to Spider-Man-ish.
I think my favorite of those is the Spot, whose real name is Jonathan On, making him Johnny On
the Spot.
That's terrible.
Oh, is he from the 40s or something? That's a great, horrible name.
The 1980s.
80s? Whoa. Okay, that was a writer who liked old gags. Wait, was it Peter David?
It was Al Milgram.
Okay. I don't know him as punny, but like...
So the Green Lantern is the one associated with Will.
And yeah, yes, because when they expanded, oh, it's the emotional spectrum. Yes, but willpower isn't a fucking emotion.
Yeah.
You're starting from the wrong direction. I mean,
and
it's very
so
weird.
Who have you got for Will?
Okay, we're starting with Green.
Yes.
Okay, the problem with willpower is one character pops to mind first, and it's the obvious, and would be the most ridiculously powerful. It's Spider-Man Peter Parker.
Ah, okay, I see. I went in a different direction.
Oh, I mean, there are a lot. Okay, that's kind of my gimme answer.
Yeah, so see,
I have more answers, but.
I decided to give myself the handicap of picking all bad guys.
Ooh, okay, how many did you pick? I went with three for each.
Oh, I picked one for each.
Okay, well, I guess we'll discuss more things. Because my list is kind of like, well, I was trying to, like, get a Guardian of the Galaxy, an X-Men character, and a villain.
Okay.
Not entirely successful, but...
Okay.
That was sort of my idea after I started spitballing ideas. And, well, Spider-Man is just the first obvious fucking one. Mm-hmm. I was like, why didn't you pick Spider-Man? Okay, he's so obvious, but why?
It's all bad guys.
Bad guys, okay.
Of course, I picked a guy who you may not consider a bad guy.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. A lot of Marvel guys aren't bad. Oh, is it Otto?
No, it's Doctor Doom.
Okay. Doctor Doom is like... my free spot, like, I put him on, like, five different, like, rings and kept changing and just erasing.
He's a man of complex means.
Yeah, well, but, that's the thing. Well, System Mastery, they brought that up, the idea that, like, they were trying to pick characters where, oh, you would get a really interesting story out of the choice.
Mm.
And in my brain, the obvious is like, oh, Doom is going to try to get every ring.
Oh, it's gonna be like that cover of Hal Jordan when he's gone crazy and he's got all those rings on his fingers.
Yes, all the green rings. Only Doom is after, like, I've had the Infinity Gems. I'm getting the rings now. Yeah. I'm covering every eventuality.
You know, there was like a whole, like, pressure group formed after Hal Jordan went evil to try and pressure DC Comics into bringing him back.
Why?
They ran ads in Wizard Comics in Wizard Magazine. And then they
is
were
this
called
leading to a bad pun.
Well, it's leading to an acronym. They were called HEAT because they were Hal's Emerald Action Team.
Emerald Action Team isn't a bad name.
Actual people, they
except that acronym is just EAT on its own.
Well, yeah, but Hal's Emerald Action Team, so they're HEAT.
Yeah,
but yeah. No, they paid actual, like, cash money to Wizard Magazine to, like, run ads.
Jeez, fucking
telling DC to bring back Hal Jordan.
Hal, I mean, Hal, he's like one of the most bland superhero characters ever.
Well, but you see, he had gray temples.
Yeah, he's a more handsome Reed Richards with less personality. Anyway, yes. Okay, yeah.
All right, so who else do you have for Will?
Oh, okay, for X-Men, I was thinking Storm.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because I was thinking, like, well, with Storm, it's like street thief to the goddess, to afraid of confined spaces, but, like, as a team leader, she kind of mostly leads by willpower.
Hmm.
Like, I think, and interpersonal skills. It's like, she could probably be, I don't know, like, half the colors.
And then she'd really yell out that Green Lantern oath in, like, an extremely dramatic fashion.
Oh, my God. Yeah, with the old cartoon voice. Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Next one, Monica Rambeau.
Okay. Also a good one.
It's like, I wanted to stick her somewhere. And I was like, yes, willpower is the natural choice.
Okay.
Trying to fit a Guardian of the Galaxy, I kept shifting all of them around.
Moondragon, maybe?
I went with Gamora.
That's a good one, too. And you know, it fits aesthetically, too, because she's also green.
And she was green. Well, also the problem is, like, Guardians of the Galaxy with me is the comics, how they originally were in the comics, and the movies all sort of blend and bounce around.
Mm.
So, like, Gamora willpower is more the movie Gamora.
Okay.
I think. Anyway. Yeah, that's my list. You got any? I thought I told you, like, more than one suggestion.
Oh, no, I just got one. Sorry.
Fine. It's fine. We can yatter on and it won't be that long. Anyway.
Yeah.
Blue.
Okay, Blue. Blue is for Hope.
Hope.
And that's why I put Magneto.
Ooh. Oh, yes. I like Magneto's a great, well, because you'd want to almost put, like, Magneto or Charles there as Hope.
Yeah, you could definitely put him there as well.
Yeah. But Magneto's actually a better choice because, like, he wants the world to be better. He just expects it to be shit. But with the ring, he could force or encourage. Well, because I think the thing with the Blue Hope ring is, like, that's the one I think that enhances other rings, like it makes them more powerful. It's the leader ring.
Okay.
Like, that's why my first choice is Captain America.
Oh, that's a good one. And also good aesthetically.
Yes. Well, yeah, he's perfect. I was also, like, a character who, like, not just inspires, Captain America inspires hope in people.
Mm-hmm.
Or I almost picked Black Panther, too. But second choice, like, I was thinking of someone who thinks the best of superheroes, other superheroes, who is hopeful, Miss Marvel.
Also a good one.
Kamala.
And, I mean, that's kind of her power in the movies. You got the energy stuff going on.
Yes. And then for the third choice, my Guardians of the Galaxy choice is, like, the one that was hardest to fit in because
they're not really a hopeful bunch.
No, but, like, the one character who I could think is basically any fucking color because he's been an asshole. He loves his friends. He hates himself and other people. He's afraid of being alone. Rocket, in the end, mostly from the movie, ends hopefully.
Hmm.
He's like, because he is the best team leader of the Guardians.
Yes.
And because of all the other things, because he's filled with rage and fear and all the other things, he hopes in the end that things are better. Or in that he expects shit is going to go bad,
mm-hmm.
even though he would like things to be good. Rocket. Rocket is my favorite Guardian of the Galaxy. Still, like, top four comic book characters, period. So I give him the little blue ring. And he can shoot people with chain guns made of energy. Anyway, let's go through the colors as we go. Indigo, compassion.
Indigo, that is for compassion. I picked one a little off the board here. I went with Cardiac.
Ooh! Yeah,
he's a Spider-Man villain who may require some explanation.
Isn't he not quite a villain? Isn't he a doctor or something?
Well, that's the thing. He's a doctor, and he's like the head of like a medical corporation. But he also goes around with like a laser staff and blows holes in like crooked corporate CEOs.
Okay, yes, he does kill people. Yes. But...
So he's a villain to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's always, listen, these guys are jerks, but also you can't just laser holes in them.
Yeah.
And also, he's kind of indigo-colored.
Yeah.
He's got this great, like, Eric Larson faux Kirby design, where he's got, like, sort of the cardiogram designs all over him.
Yeah, he does very much feel like a Spider-Man villain in the design. It was Eric Larson? I would have thought, like, Spawn guy, Todd McFarlane.
McFarlane left.
Ah, okay. That explains, I guess, why they're similar. Well, and they both ended up at Image, so yeah, they're probably trading designs together.
Mm. I mean, I think Larson's really more of a Kirby acolyte than McFarlane.
Oh, yeah.
Larson is a dude who loves Kirby, and also loves extremely sophomoric sex jokes.
And loves drawing in weird ways with his hand.
Oh,
there was a thing a few weeks ago, I went on a tear looking up comic book artists who draw weird, and wow, I forgot his was that. Who was the one that draws the craziest? Who holds it like a giant crayon?
I mean, I can't draw, so it's all Greek to me.
No, like, normally, you know how to hold a pen.
Well, yes.
That's how most people draw.
Not a professional.
Oh, I'm like, yes. Oh, where the fudge was it? Did I not? Oh, come on, I had it somewhere. This will probably cut out because I went on a tear and it's like, let me, that. Oh, Tradmore.
Oh, Tradmore. Well, his drawing is generally kind of crazy.
Yeah, but like, I mean, his art is great, but the way he holds a pen is ridiculous. It's kind of frightening in a way. He's clutching in his hand. Like, the way, like, a toddler holds a crayon in their hand, and it's just very weird. Anyway, where were we? Oh, Indigo Compassion. Yes. Nightcrawler.
Oh, and also indigo colored.
Also, he is indigo, yes. It's a perfect color for him. He's so compassionate. He's a fun swashbuckler who hopes the best from people.
And
For trying to fit a guard... Oh, were you going to say...
I was just going to ask if the indigo also gives you the power to call upon the power of lesbian folk music.
Probably...
Because I went to the fountain, and I went to the doctor.
I know the Violet, Star, Sapphire, they have weird sexy costumes because they're love, but I don't remember if the other colors had any...
No, I think they just wearing like togas or something.
My guardian choice, Drax. Mostly because of the movie version where he ends up adopting and teaching children.
Yes.
Like, because that's his character arc from the angriest, dumbest guardian in so many things that, like, oh yes, at heart, he's a sweet little boy. And my crazy choice, Hepzibah.
Oh, from the Starjammers. That is the...
Yes!
The skunk that dates Cyclops' dad.
Yes, and when Scott from the past comes into the future, she's a great stepmom to him. But also because, like, her character arc in the comics is going from... She wants to genocide the Shi'ar, was it?
Oh.
Or something?
I'm trying to remember
One of them people, I think it was the bird people, she wanted to murder the shit out of them because they murdered her people.
Right.
Destroyed her planet. And over a series of attempting to kill Shi'ar, it's like she learns compassion.
Yes.
I do like the character arc built into the power. Next, Violet. Love. with the slutty outfits.
Yeah, those are that is the Star Sapphires, and yeah, they're the costumes that are strategically placed blobs of goo.
Yeah, which okay, admittedly, other than Star Sapphire herself, most of the art I've seen for that has been like fan art of Dick Grayson as a Star Sapphire.
Okay.
Well, because he's the hot
one. Yeah, although, sure.
I think he actually did get a blue ring in the comics or something. Anyway, whatever. Violet Love.
Mm-hmm. I actually did pick two here.
Oh.
A married pair of villains, Absorbing Man and Titania.
Ooh, good choice.
And he'd be okay with the costume because his already doesn't have a shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good combo.
Dude got a pair of pants in prison in, like, 1964, and he's been wearing them ever since. Just committing crimes, just wearing his pants.
Yeah, usually the stripy pants. Every once in a while he's in jeans, but
do they even make prisoners like wear stripy pants anymore?
I would some prisons probably yes, but most I would think no. Mostly it's just orange or beige or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the orange, because, oh, if you're worried about them escaping, your bright colors, whatever. And I have not studied correctional facilities. I do not know what they are now.
No.
The last time I saw a correctional facility, anything was probably like Shawshank Redemption or something. Anyway, good choice. Well, the problem with that, like, Violet Love, you kind of want to pick characters who were in love, like Gambit and Rogue or something. So you end up with a couple. I was trying to avoid that. Well, sort of, in that I went in weird ways. Venom.
Oh.
Eddie Brock and Venom. Because the movie, it is a love relationship in that they love each other because they hate Spider-Man.
Have I ever told you about that time I went to a comic convention panel? Mm-hmm. So Donny Cates was there. He was just sort of starting his Venom run. He'd done maybe 10 issues mm-hmm. at that point. Mm-hmm. And the previous writer on the book had sort of really leaned on the whole Eddie Brock and the symbiote are in love.
And, I mean, it makes a lot of sense because they're
really
together.
And that's really not what Cates was doing. And someone in attendance was real mad at him for it.
Oh.
She stood up and she just went on and on and on and on. The words, "How dare you," were used. Basically, she went on for about 5 minutes. She was real mad at this guy for not writing about this toothy goop monster the way she preferred. And then when she was done, the monitor said, "Well, I think that's all the time we have for today." And then we all left and agreed never to speak of it again.
Venom is like a really easy monster fucker choice.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to ship him with somebody, it's so easy to ship him with Eddie.
Well, sure.
Because they're together physically.
Oh, sure.
Constantly.
Yeah,
well, when he's Venom anyway, not somebody else.
He's oozing his way into all sorts of orifices.
Yes. It's just so fun. Plus, just seeing Venom with the ring and the outfit would be fun. Trying to figure out other characters is like, who the fuck? Okay, for Guardians, I ended up with Groot because he does love the other Guardians. I am Groot.
This is true.
So it's kind of easy, although I don't... Seeing him wear any clothes would be weird. But letting him have ring constructs would be fun. Wild card choice was just like, who the fuck else? And then my thought was, oh, dogs love people.
Oh, this is true.
They love everyone. Lockjaw.
Oh, I was thinking Cosmo. But also Lockjaw.
Oh, Cosmo. Oh, yeah, I could have gone with Cosmo. But Lockjaw is just funnier because he's already had the Infinity Gems. Like, yes. Give him a ring, too. Mm-hmm. Where is he going to wear it? I guess on his little curly pug tail.
Or around his collar.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Okay.
Red Rage.
Well, I did go pretty basic here. I just went, the Rhino. He's a big guy. He's got a big horn on his head. He runs into stuff.
Yeah.
And then he's going to be even madder when he sees what happened in that Kraven the Hunter movie.
Oh, when he squeaks. Which is the only clip I've seen, well, other than seeing the design, I've seen the clip of, like, him as a person just making a squeak toy noise for no explainable reason. Oh, man, that...
And then he was also very angry when he was Paul Giamatti.
Yes. Oh, I don't like that design of the Rhino suit, but Paul Giamatti is the best cast as the Rhino. I mean, unless you're getting a giant muscle man.
I'm a little bummed they didn't get him for No Way Home.
Hmm.
I mean, just as Jimmy Fox kind of got like the comic book Electro upgrade, I hope that they would have put Giamatti in like some sort of hilarious Rhino costume.
Well, it's sort of like combine the machine with more organic or something.
Exactly. Just, you know, so it looks like a guy with like a head poking out of the Rhino's mouth.
Yes.
It's all I ask.
Yeah, at some point we're going to get a villain like that. It's taken a while.
I guess we kind of got it with Atuma in Black Panther 2.
Yeah, but like isn't like just like he half had, like, a shark skull? Skull?
It wasn't. Yeah, he didn't have his face actually poking out of the teeth.
Yeah, but the problem is Atuma isn't traditionally one of those face out of mouth guys as much.
He does have like a weird animal hat of some sort.
He's got to wear a headdress or something, but.
And of course, I guess this means that these characters would be, they'd need an uncovered mouth because they'd be like puking up acid blood.
Yes, that is one of their main things. My first choice is very basic, Sabretooth.
It's a good
just
one.
Just an angry dude.
Angry dude. Always trying to slice pieces off people and or Wolverine's girlfriends.
Yeah, ruin Wolverine's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Just puking blood over Wolverine's birthday cake. The problem with the Guardians of the Galaxy is they are basically all angry in the first movie.
Yes.
And throughout a lot of the comics.
Mm-hmm.
Just little murder hobos. So, in a way, they're too easy. Like, I could have gone with Nebula, but it's like, no. Then, actually on the podcast that I'm stealing this concept from, they mentioned one of the dumbest ideas, and it's so obvious. It's like, why didn't I think of it originally when they said the idea? A character who's angry at the world because it's a world he did not create, and he has no control over, Howard the Duck.
That's a pretty good one.
Yes!
Wong,
like,
indeed.
Shit, that's perfect. Because it's his whole concept. He's mad at the world. Because he's not supposed to be here. And my Dark Horse pick, because it's part of his character, not his main character, but he would be so mad if he gets the ring and grudgingly accept it, Ben Grimm. Because of self-hate.
He is kind of an angry guy.
He's basically, well, yeah, because it's his thing. He wants to clobber things. Well, he doesn't want to clobber things. He's just good at clobbering.
Certainly more so in his early days, less so now that he's sort of mellowed and...
Oh, yeah, he's way mellower now, but just having the ring show up, it's like, this is the one that picks me? Fuck. Fine.
I mean, that is kind of what happened during the Fear Itself crossover.
Yeah, I thought that he was one of the people that got those things. Which, like, I guess the Fear Itself thing is kind of the closest to this concept.
I mean, except they're all, like, villains.
They're all angry. Yeah. Rage. Shit. Yeah. Okay, Orange Greed, which I think in DC, like, there's only one orange ring.
Well, I guess because he's so greedy, he took all the other ones.
Or he killed all the other ones or something.
Right.
But like, I think Lex might end up with it later. Because, like, it was like,
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked.
I think it was like Larf Lees or something. It's like, just the idea of a greedy one guy, one ring. Such a great, stupid concept. And it's more than just greed. It's like avarice in general. It's like, I must possess, and I'm obsessed with one thing to the point of lunacy. And who's your choice?
I went with the Kingpin.
Ooh, yes.
But I was also thinking the Black Cat.
Black Cat would be good.
But you can really go with a lot of them, because, you know, they're...
Yeah. Well, yeah, pretty much any Spider-Man villain.
There are a lot of villains whose whole deal is that they you know, their whole deal is robbing banks.
Yeah. That That is low and petty. I was trying to go in slightly different ways, kind of. Well, one of the ones from System Mastery Podcast with Kang. Because Kang just wants to be the only one, so that fits really well. And just, well, I just love comic book Kang because he's so nuts. And it, in a way, it's a shame we're not getting more Kang in the movies, but I totally get, like, why Kang is a flavor that burns out easily, not even related to the actor. Mm-hmm. It's like, Kang is just too much Kang at all times.
Yes.
But my first real pick is Sauron.
Ooh.
He just wants to turn people into dinosaurs.
That's true.
And the ring will help him with that somehow.
I mean, I'm not 100% sure what they... I guess they can all do the energy construct thing. I don't know if they could do other things. I don't doubt they could do other things.
Yeah, it could probably... does lots of weird things. But, like, just Sauron with a ring. It's like, yes, of course I'm supposed to have a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I deserve this. Which is really weird for a guy who just started... like, he was just turned into a dinosaur by... was it blood transfusion or something weird?
Like, he was bitten by pterodactyls or something?
Oh, yes, because... yes, he was bitten by pterodactyls. Because he fell into a hole that connected to the Savage Land that was somehow in South America or something.
Yes.
It was very weird early X-Men story or something. And it just... he kept turning back into the pterodactyl man... because they couldn't make him a vampire man. And it's way more interesting that he is a pterodactyl man instead of a vampire.
And also he literally named himself after the Tolkien character.
Yes, because he wanted the most powerful name he could think of. And somehow, like, it's ridiculous that, like, he turned evil and he was still literate enough that, yes, I want to name myself after Sauron! What? You are so over the top. I love Sauron. I kind of had to give him a ring. I could not think of a Guardians character to really give it to, which is why Sauron's more of my main choice, joke choice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tony Stark, though.
Oh, I could see it.
Yeah. It's like, it's another like Ben Grimm where it's like, oh, that's not the guy I am anymore, but... although, wait, oh, wasn't he... well, okay, he's sort of positioned as evil in the comics every once in a while. Wasn't it before or after the Superior Iron Man?
Well, so
was he evil then?
Prior to the Superior, so there was a line-wide crossover called Axis, in which a spell the Scarlet Witch and I think Doctor Strange, which was meant to reassert at the time the Red Skull had parts of Charles Xavier's brain transplanted to his to make him psychic. So they were sort of trying to reverse it to make him...
so which turned him into an onslaught.
Right. So they were trying to reverse it to make him good, but instead they made a bunch of good guys bad and a bunch of bad guys good. And one of them was Iron Man, who became like a super sinister, you know, hyper-capitalist.
Okay, yeah. Oh, didn't that turn... the Hulk was powered by sadness or something?
Right, and he also started calling himself the Kla.
Oh, right, because it was like the Hulk's Hulk. Yeah, that,
right, it was kind of stupid, but I enjoyed it.
Kla, well, I hate the name because, like, you read it as Kla. My brain wants to read it as Clue. Because there's K-L-U. My brain just ignores the H.
No, that's the book where the Hulk has to solve a mystery in a... figure which of the six suspects really did it.
I was just thinking he gets turned into Clue Gulager.
Oh.
And puts on a cowboy hat.
Hulk knows, because Hulk was there. Communism just red herring.
Yes. And yellow fear.
Well, because I am the most basic of bitches. Ooh. I picked...
ooh.
Okay.
Is it... we might have one together, maybe? Go on.
It's Mr. Fear. Oh,
Mr. Fear! Shit.
The Daredevil villain. He's a guy. He's a knockoff Scarecrow. He's shoots gas, makes you scared. So he's Mr. Fear.
When was the last time he even showed up in a comic?
He was just in a book I read last week. He's been in the new Spider-Gwen book.
Okay, I would have thought you were leading into the, oh, the most obvious one. You remembered Mr. Fear. I should have figured it was a more obscure character with a specific name.
Because what were you going with?
Remember Mr. Fear? Green Goblin.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he's the fear guy.
He is a fear guy. Big fan of Halloween.
Yes. Give him a ring. It'd be fun. He'd have to change his name to the Yellow Goblin. He'd be annoyed at that. Or the other choice. Well, it's kind of too easy. Man-Thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Although I don't know if Man-Thing ever experiences fear himself.
No, but like the entire thing is whoever knows fear burns it to such a Man-Thing. And if he has a ring powered by fear... Well, okay, no. Oh, yeah, because you have to have it in you. Yeah, that wouldn't work. Because you have to have some of the emotion thingy in you to get the ring to do shit. So... Mm-hmm. Man-Thing wouldn't be able to... No, that one doesn't work at all.
Well, and also, Man-Thing is of questionable sentience.
He has a name, which right now I can't remember off the top of my head, because I didn't rewatch that movie on Halloween.
Well, he's definitely more sentient in that movie than he often is.
What is his name? Jeff or something?
Something
simple.
Doug?
Ted. Ted, there we go.
Which is in the comics, he was scientist Ted Salas.
Ah,
so that's why they call him Ted.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought he was usually he's not like Swamp Thing, just a dude.
But no, Swamp Thing's just a dude. Man-Thing is like sort of like a shambling, mindless avatar of the swamp.
Oh, I thought
like most Man-Thing stories are not about him like going out to do something.
Yeah, I know.
They're about stuff sort of happening around him.
He doesn't talk. I always assumed he still fought, though. Huh.
Sometimes, kind of, sort of.
Oh. I mean, I know, like, for his run in Thunderbolts, he was just their bus.
Right. And he sort of was, like, at some point empowered by, like, the collective sentience of the Nexus of all realities there.
Neat.
But usually he's just kind of... Stuff happens around him, you know. Something happens for 20 pages, and then on the 20th page, somebody knows fear, and then they burn at the touch of the Man-Thing.
Yeah. Okay, going with fear...
But, I was just about to say, you'll appreciate an aspect of Mr. Fear's origin.
Oh?
Well, he was a guy who owned a wax museum.
Ooh.
And then he was trying to, like... Because owning a wax museum was the thing that you did back in the 60s.
Yes.
And he was trying to create a formula that would bring wax statues to life.
Sure, as you do in Marvel Comics.
Uh-huh. And so he was trying to make this formula, but then his cat knocked it over. And it accidentally became fear gas.
Oh. Thanks,
this is
Kitty.
This is the origin of Mr. Fear. Although, admittedly, this is the first Mr. Fear... who is now dead. They're now on the fourth and third Mr. Fears. Or Mr.'s Fear.
What the fuck? There's as many of him as there are clay faces.
Sure.
What the hell?
Plus there's also the fourth Mr. Fear's daughter, Shock, who kind of looks like sexy Hordak.
Oh. In the new She-Ra cartoon, I think there are more people that look like Hordak.
Oh.
But I haven't seen it, so I don't really know. But I think there's more than just Hordak that's Hordak-shaped.
I mean, she's from the 90s, so she's got like a Hordak phase, and then the rest of her is in like lingerie bondage gear.
Weird. X-Men pick.
Mm-hmm.
Was bouncing around ideas for a while, but then I stumbled on one that works only because of... Cerebro, that podcast that Jen always recommends and I've listened to some episodes of, pointed out to me something that, seeing as how I never read a comic with him and only ever saw him in the cartoons, I never realized Juggernaut is gay.
Ambiguously gay.
It seems to be really easy to read him and Black Tom and like, yeah, Juggernaut as a closeted gay man, so... Fear of being discovered. And also I wanted to give Juggernaut a ring, because that'd be fun, and Rage is too obvious.
It is a little obvious. I mean, he's definitely been with women.
Yes, but, like, But it works so much better when you think about, like, the an issue that Juggernaut has with his brother Charles, a guy who can read minds and has always been poking in his own fucking head is, oh, I'm gay. My brother knows that. And I don't want him to know that. It's like, it's quite, yeah. It's in
and
my
the,
head.
And the thing is, you know, like, for all that Professor Xavier is a jerk, he'd be cool with that.
Yes, okay. But the problem is, like, Juggernaut doesn't... What is Juggernaut's name? Kane Marco.
Kane Marco. Was speaking of nominative determinism.
Yes! He's Kane.
See, he's Kane just Marco. Mark of Kane.
But just the Kane having something in his head that is very private that he's dealing with as a young man and his brother poking in his fucking head because he cannot stay out. It's like having the worst brother just like coming into your room as a child, only it's like it's your own skull. It's like it adds a layer of why Kane hates Charles for the longest fucking time. It's interesting, which the podcast pointed out to me. It's like it's a fun concept. Like Krakoa, I think they were more heavily hinted that him and Black Tom were a couple. I forget.
I think so.
Exactly.
I'm not sure if anything was made of Black Tom's mutant power to control wood.
Oh, yes, the Shillelagh powers. I always forget that. Because it's just so dumb. Where'd my brain go? Last choice. A dumb one. But one that makes a lot of sense and works well with your choice, Daredevil.
Ooh.
Although, this, okay, his subtitle is The Man Without Fear.
The Man Without Fear.
But, like, let's be honest. It's like he's a very Christian boy. There's some fear in there.
Well, this is true. Very Catholic, no less.
Catholic, that whatever. Whatever the denomination is. But it's like... He's the man without fear in that, like, he's a daredevil. He will do the ridiculous things.
Yes.
But from a point of, like, he controls his fear.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have it because he understands it and can manipulate it on other people. And we're skipping the black and white rings because they don't mean shit. Oh, life and death. Here's some superheroes who were dead, and here's some who just come back to life.
Apparently there's also gray.
There's gray? What?
For sorrow? I didn't come up with anything for that. That is...
Sorrow?
I am deeming this some Geoff Johns nonsense.
I mean, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, just even getting to black is like going a step too far. Like, because the whole concept was because they had green and yellow and sort of sapphire violet. And just sort of worked everything together from there.
Listen, you gotta keep coming with more stuff.
Yeah, well, yes, but the problem with some of the things... Well, because I think the rings worked because they weren't so much a retcon. Well, they kind of are, but it was mostly just a thing that expanded out from existing concepts. It's like, let's just have more emotions. Which means that green was an emotion to begin with.
Yes.
The comic retcons are very... Like, so many of them these days just seem dumb or adding extra nonsense. Some of them work like null kind of works for me. And then, where'd the symbiotes come from? This crazy god. Who... Is he dead now or something?
He's not around anymore at the time being. He may be the main villain of... Sony's Spider-Man villain movies, if they're going to keep doing that.
They're not.
Well, they say they're not, but...
I thought from the trailers of the third Venom movie, of which I still have seen none, that Null was the boss of that movie. Guess not. Who was the bad guy in the third Venom movie, then?
I think they were, like, evil military guys.
Okay, but there was, like... Monster Venoms.
I think Null was like he showed up unsurprisingly like Thanos at the end of Avengers.
Ah, that That feels so weird for the third in a trilogy, which kind of ends the trilogy.
I mean, I guess they're thinking maybe we can get him. Or, you know, there are other guys who played Venom, or who've been Venom. Maybe we'll get another guy.
I guess. I just... It's weird that Venom... Well, okay, it is and it isn't weird that Venom was the most successful out of those Sony Spider-Man without Spider-Man, even though we could have used Spider-Man movies. Ben Reilly's right fucking there. You just need to clone Spider-Man. Could have had Spider-Man all along. Because you can't run Tom Holland through all those movies, because one, that'd be a lot of work. And two, that would run out his contract, and he'd have to get a new contract, and he'd be more expensive.
It's true. Guy's getting married. He's going to ask for a raise.
That's true? I saw the rumors that he was...
Allegedly.
Okay, still allegedly. Good for him. Yay. Hope that works out.
I mean, hey, yeah.
And
guy,
Zendaya.
The man locked up Zendaya, and all it took was dancing a drag to Rihanna. Would that we could all be so lucky.
He's very good at peacocking.
Oh, sure. All right, so I think that about wraps things up.
Yeah, how long was that? Oh, that was like over 45 minutes.
Yeah, so lots of time. That's perfect.
Normal episode. Yeah, we should be back to normal.
Hopefully,
soon
if not.
Stasis pod.
If not, we can always come up with some more filler.
Yeah, we've been meaning to do another bonus episode on a movie. We just...
Yeah, well, we'll get to that one of these days. Yeah. All right. So until then, I'm Rob.
And I'm David. What color lantern ring do you want?
Ooh, do they come in cerulean?
Well, that's kind of blue. So, yes. Wait, what is cerulean actually? I don't know. Bum, bum, bum. Thank you.